12. Yeah. 12 years old.
It's a little baby.
What inspired you to play live when you were 12?
I have always had such a deep love for music, especially guitar, and I thought that musicians who played in coffee shops were the coolest people on the planet, and I really wanted to do that. So that was my dream at the time, and I went for it, and I really enjoyed it.
Oh, wow. What were the experiences like when you were 12 years old?
Oh, man. Yeah, a lot of people thought I was completely insane. And I didn't have stage parents. They weren't pushing me at all. Like, I would push them. They would say, you know, you're young. You shouldn't be doing this. But, you know, I begged them to drive me, and I was going to do it no matter what.
Wow, that's a lot of bravery for a 12-year-old.
Yeah, I wish I still had that today.
Well, I think there's like a fearlessness just to get on stage, you know. Do you feel fearless when you play?
When I play, yes. That is when I feel the most confident about myself. I have horrible stage fright, though. So up until the time that I get on stage, I'm pretty nervous. But once I get up there, yeah, it's a pretty fearless feeling.
How has your songwriting changed from 12 to, you know, grown up? Because 12, what can 12-year-olds write about?
Well, crushes and all that stuff. But my writing has changed a lot, and then also not so much. I was heavily influenced by 90s pop. So a lot of my music has kind of catchy pop hooks and things like that, and kind of the fundamental structure from 90s and early 2000s. But I would say that definitely my subject material has gotten a little bit deeper, and I've tried to write lyrics that are more deep and also more personal. So I would just say there has been a lot of growth and experimentation with it, and I guess less kind of kitschy kind of pop.
Joy Caroline Mills played two songs for her small studio session. The second, her new single, Episodic Bliss, captures feelings she experienced during her mental health journey.
Recently, I tweaked the lyrics when I started feeling better about, you know, having more of a desire to continue doing music and being positive and living life to the fullest.
These streets don't ever change. And maybe neither. Can I get away? I'm stuck in my own mind. Da-da-da-da.
When I'm able to utilize electronics and synths and different kinds of sounds, I feel like I can more adequately capture what I'm feeling or a vibe that I want listeners to feel, as opposed to just a guitar, which is also primarily why I do a lot of electronic stuff now, because there's so many facets and so many options for sound.
You chose a really peaceful and serene location for your session. What does that place mean to you?
So I recorded my small studio session in my parents' backyard, which was super influential on me growing up, because I would go out there and play guitar, or I would rehearse for shows. And I feel like it's a safe place. And also, I've written some of my favorite music there. So it just felt like a good spot to record.
Do you have any advice? Maybe there's a 12-year-old young lady out there who just wants to play guitar but feels a little nervous. Like, do you have advice for kids if they're wanting to start their musical career at a very young age?
For any kid or 12-year-old girl wanting to play guitar, first of all, I would say, awesome, please do it. And I would tell them that there's probably going to be a lot of people along the way that will discourage you, but if you just keep on keeping on, it's a beautiful world out there with music, and it's going to be one of the best decisions you'll ever make. So just believe in yourself above all, and don't listen to what other people say, and practice, practice, practice like your life depended on it.